Dr. Lenhart, to begin with, tell me about your decision to write this book, this fiction book, instead of a nonfiction book on this topic.
That's a question that I often ask myself, and I'm asked by others. I'm lucky. I'm a lucky guy. I've graduated from medical school, and I've also have a master's of public health, and I've been practicing medicine and taking care of patients for a long, long time. And I'm probably an expert at healthcare and the dynamics of medicine and all that play into it. So I do have the ability and the resources to write a nonfictional piece. And as a matter of fact, we are working on a textbook that will be entitled The Social Determinants of Health, geared for as an introductory text for undergraduates, undergraduate nursing and healthcare administration and the like. But I wanted to write, to get to your question, I wanted to write something that intrigued people, that brought it home, that made our healthcare system come alive in a personal and in a real way that others could identify with. We're kind of boring when it comes to writing nonfiction healthcare stuff. It doesn't keep you up. It puts you to sleep. It doesn't keep you up reading. So I wanted to write something that would keep people up.
Yeah,
keep them reading and intrigue them.
And I'm sure with decades as a physician that you met many different patients who were dealing with very difficult health problems and perhaps difficult challenges with insurance or the lack of insurance. Was there a particular patient who inspired you to take this approach, or was it really a variety of different patients that made you and inspired you to create Paco, the subject of your book?
Well, Paco is Paco very much inspired the novel. Paco is a real person that actually was lived in the Pacific Northwest and was a garden variety Caucasian. But that individual story is what intrigued me to write the book. But what brought it home even more was health disparities and health care for minorities. So why not, I decided, why not write a book that that recreates the story, but at the same time helps people understand why it is that marginalized population, disenfranchised, and others need to have a better kind of health care in our country.
As a doctor, tell me when you realized that universal health care was needed.
Well, it was an evolution. You know, I started out in private practice. My role model was kind of a doctor in the office who took care of one patient, one prescription, one individual at a time. And then when I, as I evolved career-wise and entered medical education as a family doctor, I began to experience a different kind of patient, one who often was on Medicaid or on no insurance. And currently, I work for a federally qualified health center. We take care of the poor, the underserved, and people with Obamacare and people without any insurance at all. And it really solidified my belief that we need a different kind of a healthcare system.
As you know, I'm sure, a new national survey by Pew Research Center shows very strong support for what essentially would be single-payer health care, the specific Pew language being, quote, federal government is responsible for ensuring health coverage for all Americans, end quote. There have been other surveys like this before. This one shows 60% of people support this notion that the federal government should provide coverage for all Americans. In your view, when we have this situation where 60% of people support something, what's standing in the way, in your view?
Politics and profit. The current debate is all about politics. It's not about a better healthcare system. In fact, one of the things that discourages me, I think very few national congressmen and women, senators and representatives really understand how abysmal our health outcomes are. And a healthcare system driven by profit is a healthcare system driven by conflict of interest, waste, fraud, overpricing. You know, I don't get to go shopping for my coronary artery stent. I'm told which one I get. I don't get to decide whether it's a Chevy, a Ford, or a Toyota. And there's no way to for the consumer to control the cost just as he would control them in his or her household budget. So healthcare for profit and healthcare that's driven by politics is not in the best interest. But most importantly, it should be supported because all of the developed countries around the world have healthcare for all, and they also have much better health outcomes than the United States.
One of the things that many people don't realize is the difficulty as well that for-profit insurance places on doctors, that you have to have lots of money dedicated to administrative costs for all these multiple insurance companies and permissions. Critics say, single payer is inherently just more efficient in many ways, which is kind of ironic because those who make the argument for a so-called market system talk about efficiency.
The United States ranks, I'll have that data for you on Friday, but we rank, I think, at the very bottom in healthcare efficiency. We have extraordinary administrative costs in this country, which are compounded by multiple insurance companies and insurance companies that are all about profit. And I think that we're about 18% of our healthcare dollar are administrative. If we had a single payer system, it would be remarkably less in terms of the percentage of the healthcare GDP.
So I really take it from your answers here. We have a healthcare system that's more expensive but does more poorly in terms of health outcomes, and yet we continue to have what you describe as a system really driven by politics. This would seem to me, and I want to ask your opinion on this, that for real change to happen, citizens in large numbers will have to become much more active politically to make single payer or something like it a reality.
Most definitely, and that's in sending out the announcements for this, and actually on my YouTubes, I say get provoked. Some people might say get pissed off, but whatever we do, we really have to rock and roll on this. It is getting back to your opening statement. We have a healthcare system that's twice that the cost of a healthcare system that's twice that of any other developed country, and our health outcomes are, compared against those developed countries, the worst.
Okay. Dr. James Lenhart, doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you on Friday and the television interview that we're going to conduct.
Outstanding.